Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
I found a book of matches.
You did?
It's a place we've never been.
Where was it? Okay.
Sean, just saying that you can't speak back. I know sometimes in your head you're used to it, but like...
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tagging me already. It's early.
We're only, I thought you needed.
We're only 30 seconds in the show.
I thought you need. I know. I hear the crack in your voice, and I'm sorry I have to break it to you.
It's okay. It's all right. No worries. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome in. And, of course, happy Saturday to Beat Sean Up Day. And in the room, I got my partner there.
Hello.
I got Forrest. I got the whack-a-mole over here. Nia Kessler, whacking the mole.
Always.
And, of course, there's producer Casey.
Good morning.
And I am Sean Roberts, and this is your weekly dose, all scratched up.
Thank you so much for joining us today as we're streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you're new to Your Weekly Dose, this program's about having fun. We recap our past week and have a few laughs along the way.
That's right. Laughing at all the things we experience in everyday life, the embarrassments, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things that we're afraid to talk about.
But still do. You know, the things that connect us all, those things that make us human. And as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, good Lord, it is. And to all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are part of the show and join the conversation. You can do that several ways. Come in on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Send a message through Twitter, if that's still working, or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook, because we know that's still working at yourweeklydose.
Or an email, yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And we've got an interesting show for you guys today. Of course, it's going to be all Thanksgiving themed today. So don't forget, we got Oz coming in with sports at 10:30. We got Thanksgiving tweets. We talk about the passing of a couple of celebrities. Certain conversations you can have at the Thanksgiving table without getting into a fight. Our favorite side dishes. And if we get time enough, we're going to go out to the backyard and do some pumpkin bowling for Thanksgiving. So there you go.
And drinking some herbal tea with lemon and honey.
Oh,
and
something
for Sean. Hitting that possum that just, you know.
Oh, that's yes. Living in your backyard?
In my backyard, yeah, absolutely.
Casey's eyes, like, lit up for some reason.
And they're just so cute.
Ugh. He looked like a puppet. Ugh. It was a disgusting possum. No, the one that was crawling on your...
On the fence?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I was like looking at that thing and I was like, what the hell is this?
Oh.
Hey, some are cute.
Yes.
Hey, Nia, you know, you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com.
No way.
But you're on the go, as I know you are, Nia, you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And please tell your friends about... the show.
Thanks, bro. I never hear that every Saturday.
Well, yeah, you do.
Listen to the show.
listen to the show. Well, today's theme song was City Isn't So by Bon Jovi. And, of course, you can always download any of the songs that we play here on our main sponsor, which is Amazon.com. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, and click on the Amazon banner. And shop to your heart's delight, guys. It is the holiday season now. Get all your Thanksgiving needs for this coming up Thursday, and of course, all your holiday shopping as well. And of course, why are we playing Say It Isn't So by Bon Jovi today? What is the reason why we're doing it? Last week's winner, listener Robin from La Harbor, California, won the t-shirt, because last time we were here, we were playing Valerie by Amy Winehouse, And the reason for that was because it was Love Your Red Hair Day, and there is a line in there about her red hair.
Which I was not notified of Love Your Red Hair Day.
You would be on the committee, I would think. Of
right, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's your bad.
Yeah. Don't yell at us.
I was not we're informed.
Just, we're just the messenger.
Messengers.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't kill the messenger.
Hey.
You're the CEO.
I was being nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So do that. So anyway, so yeah, so all you gotta do is email us your answer to yourweeklydose1@gmail.com and get your weekly dose t-shirt if you find the right answer. Why are we playing Say It Isn't So by Bon Jovi?
People been asking every week.
They are, and some people are guessing, and some guesses are good, some guesses are not.
I said, I combined two words, but I'm just, yeah.
You do that often, don't
you? I know,
you?
It was an accident.
It saves time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, brain goes fast, words slow. I need to condense.
Condense, exactly. It's much better for you. Makes the conversation go by faster.
Exactly.
Cool. Should we catch up?
Let's catch up.
All right.
Bam, 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 bam.
What do we need the buttons for?
I know, when Nia has the noises.
Yeah, we have the audible cues right here.
Bobby McFerrin or
Yeah, exactly. You know, I took vocal lessons from his mother.
Really?
Yeah, because she used to teach over at Fullerton College.
Oh.
So
you
she was a tough lady.
Really?
Oh,
noise.
My God.
Nia got
but
the noise.
Yeah, he's local. Local guy. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. He went to Cerritos College, like I think, for a bit.
A nice Foley job name.
I know. Nia got the noise.
Well, speaking of noises, Nia, why don't you go first? How was
sure.
your week? Because it's been a while.
Yeah, well, technically not for you and I.
Right.
Because we were on set.
Yes, we were.
Yep. We
and
had
what a set it was.
Woo!
Made my voice do this.
Yeah, no, seriously though. After I came home from that desert, like my voice has gotten deeper. It's like I went to the desert, came back, and all of a sudden puberty hit. Like it, I just
she got sexy.
I know, like even yesterday, my roommate was like, I didn't even realize that was you talking. I like went in the living room and I was like, oh my gosh, that was Nia.
Wow.
Like, I feel like my voice is better today, but uh-huh. like. Yeah, for like a good 5 days, my voice
so
was like.
So it's back to the higher pitch and sort of the lower pitch.
Yeah, my voice was like pretty deep.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. But, yeah, but it was, you know, I really enjoyed just like, I love the crew, you know.
Oh, crew
and
was great.
Yeah, no, they're my people. I love them so much, you know. And they're always people that I'm just always going to have, you know, their back and make sure that they're getting treated right because they deserve it. They're super like just wholeheartedly just good people, and I'm always gonna appreciate that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why like they're on my roster like as a producer, because I know that like they do good work and they are there because they genuinely love what they do, and that's an amazing, you know, community to be a part of.
Yeah.
And we even like it was really fun just staying at the Airbnb with the crew, because we'd stay up till like 1 a.m talking, you know. And it was just super, like there were so many moments where I was just like on the floor, like laughing so hard that I was crying.
Well, you and Lamb, like, you know.
Oh my gosh, me and Lamb, we're two peas in a pod, and we weren't even in the same department.
Yeah, like, that was just kind of scary, you know, to watch her and Lamb, you know, have a conversation.
No,
whoa.
we're goofballs, and we just go back and forth, like very, yeah.
Yeah, it's like tossing a ball back and forth.
Oh yeah, no, we're very like just quick conversation. Yeah. We also both like he has ADD and I have ADHD, so if that explains our, you know,
okay.
Like it explains how we're so quick with each other. Got because it. Our brains are.
Lamb was our focus guy.
Wow. Yeah, Lamb's our first AC, our focus puller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, that dude and I like we've spent. I feel like the past, like, 2 months, we've spent almost every weekend together. So we've, like, we've vibed. And,
yeah. And some people couldn't believe his age because he looked really young.
Yeah, I know.
And
I couldn't
30.
Either.
Okay.
He's 30,
yeah,
but he looks,
doesn't look 30. He looks like 23, 24.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought he was, like, 22. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't ask people's ages. Like,
right.
I don't, it doesn't matter to me. I'm like, you can do your job, cool. Like, you
right.
know, you got a good personality and you're here because you like doing it, cool. That's what I'm about. But, yeah, so that was really fun, you know, just, like, spending like pretty much 3 solid days with these people, and that's how you know you have a special crew. You still like each other afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I really lucked out with my co-star Charlie.
Oh yeah, no, Charlie
was
were
great.
Always vibing, and I loved
we were
that.
Vibing so much and everything, and teasing each other and throwing innuendos back and forth. And
yeah,
I mean, thank God, and he's a a wonderful young actor, really.
Oh, yeah. No, Charlie's great. Yeah.
And I was always bouncing things off. I'm like, how did I do that? Did that go okay? He goes, yeah, you did great. You know, for an old guy, he's.
He really, like stabbed you with that.
He did.
He was like, he was going at you with daggers.
But there was one part. There was one part where we were trying to drink water out of this cantina. Now, the cantina itself, it's like, looks old and decrepit or whatever.
Yeah.
And Irwin, the director's going, well, it's new. And I'm going, I don't know about new, dude. I'm like, it looks pretty old. So I just wanted to make sure nothing was bad inside because we had to drink water out of it, you know. So I put a little bit of water in it, swish it around, see if anything came out, you know, like rust.
Yeah.
And so, and nothing came out of it or whatever, what have you, you know, thankfully. But there was one part where I'm doing my scene or whatever, just digging holes around, and they're taking these different shots of me, you know, digging holes.
Yeah.
Because I had to wear a yellow vest and everything, like, because the freeway was nearby.
He was kidding.
But yeah. Nobody got his hours for the court order.
I'm clear now.
Yes.
So, anyway, so, and Charlie is just walking around not doing anything, you know, and we're about to shoot the scene with the water cantina. And I go, Charlie, and I yell out to him. He's like, what? I go, dude, I need a stunt man. And he goes, for what? I said, drinking the water out of the cantina, dude, because I go, I don't do well with Pepto-Bismol, so I need somebody to drink it for me. You know, so we're throwing things back and forth at each other and stuff. And, it was fun. It was really a lot of fun to work with him. Like
That's
I said,
great.
A talented young guy. It was just fun to be on set with him. You know, and we made each other comfortable. And
which is really good as, you know, actors. Like sometimes I see on set like two actors who are in a scene together. They don't even talk after the like scene cuts.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Like, that's just, I feel like you need to, like, bond with your castmates, you know, to, like, have that good performance.
Well, one thing I mean, watching you and me on some of your sets and everything, and then also talking to other celebrities that I know and everything, you know, it's like me going in, and I mean, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because this is the first time I've done anything like this in 25 years.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew, like, I saw Western, and I was like, Sean would love this. Yeah. So
I just wanted to show up on camera, shoot a couple people, and fall down myself. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't even want any speaking lines, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to speak a little.
Bonus.
You know, so I got to say, no.
You had a lot more lines than that, but anyways, go on.
That was well said. That was well said. I believe that.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, like, drink, you know, stuff like that. Uh-huh. It was good. So, which I nailed.
Don't give too much away.
Soft-spoken.
I nailed,
right,
you know.
Right,
and, you know, we had to do, like, 15 takes of that. But, you know, I came out okay, fine.
Yeah, okay.
But, where was I going with this?
You were talking about celebrities and how I work on.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure, too, that I treated everybody with respect on the set. I didn't care who they were, you know, or anything like that. And make sure I thank them, you know, for their work, too. And I wanted to be loose because I felt it was a little serious at times or whatever. I just wanted to loosen it up. It was like, I don't mind being serious for the scene itself.
Yeah.
You know, but everything else is like, we got to loosen up a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Know?
No, yeah.
So
even like.
I'm cracking jokes, whatever. I think some offended people. But that's okay. But there was this one gal that I was, like, really concerned about because every time we lock eyes, it was like, what did I do? Did I upset her or something or whatever, you know? And so I was kind of, like, asking people, like, is she okay? And so the next day, I made it a point, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm so sorry. I said, but we didn't get introduced yesterday, you know? And I said, my name is Sean or whatever. So one of the actors, you know, you probably could tell because I'm in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And she introduced herself, too, and everything. And from that moment on, you know, it was like we got to be pretty good. We were talking and joking from that point on.
Oh, that's good.
Because there was one part on the very first day where she was handing me something, and, like, she couldn't look me in the eye or anything. I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? Did I upset her? You know.
And I think a lot of it is, like, being on other sets where, like, I didn't cast the people or I didn't bring on the crew, I noticed that sometimes actors just, like, don't talk to anyone. Like, they just, like, they get in their moment when they're in the scene, and then afterwards they just, like, don't talk to anyone. Like, cast, crew, like, some actors are just like that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, a lot of times a crew is used to just, like, doing their job.
Which I understand and get,
yeah,
too. Especially,
yeah,
right. Especially but, on bigger productions and what have you. You dropped your keys.
I know, and I dropped the highlighter earlier.
But but I was so concerned,
yeah,
you know, with
yeah,
it.
Oh, no, for sure,
and
yeah.
Then, but after that, the yeah, second day on, it's like we were yeah, almost like peas in a pod
nice,
kind of thing.
Yeah, because nice, what I've noticed, too, about being on sets where, like, I brought on the crew versus being on sets where someone else produced it or someone else brought on the crew is, like, the sets that I produce are very different, but in a good way. You know, it's like we're all talking with each other and we yeah, all like, it's like there's none of that. We have the whole, you know, like if you need to talk to the director, like she's busy right now, just talk to the first AD first, because that's purely organization. It has nothing to do
right,
with, you know, we know how a set works, but we're also all very just like, we have a lot of fun with each other while also being able to do our job. And that's like a really good environment to be in.
Yeah. And it's like, well, like our first AD, Cody, or what?
Caleb.
But see, I call him Cody mm-hmm, because he has a handlebar mustache. Mm-hmm. And then he has like, he looks like
Buffalo.
He looks like Buffalo Bill Cody. Cody. He does.
You got the C part right. Yeah. Name.
And,
it starts with a K. But...
Okay, then you got nothing right.
Right. I got nothing right. And I told him, I said, I'm just going to call you Cody from now on, because that's who you remind me of, is Buffalo Bill Cody.
He's perfect.
He's perfect for it, you know?
Yeah.
And, but that's one thing, too, that I learned from watching Nia on a set, too, and other celebrities. I wanted to be that loose. And as soon as we wrapped, you know, we did the last shot and everything, I went over and I gave everybody a hug and thanked them for their work, because they really, you know, did an awful lot.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. Yeah. So I made sure of that. So.
Good.
Which yeah, was kind of cool.
So we had fun.
No.
I think the actual shooting itself was an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, I always have fun with this crew. You know, it's like, and I'm super just thankful for them. They're all just, like, we're all kind of in the same boat, you know?
Yeah.
And I will always make sure that these people get, like, opportunities for them to grow their career and get to the place that they want to be, and however I can support them in doing that, like, that's what I make sure to do. Like, I, because even like when I interview people, I like, one of the first questions I ask them is like, what's your goal in the industry, so that I have like a mental point of, oh, they want to be a DP eventually. They don't have the credits to be a DP yet. But like, let me start them as grip so they can learn lighting, and then let me have them go to second AC so they can learn more about camera, you know, because like, I think it's very important to learn lighting and grip and all that before you go to the camera department. And so, like, I make sure that people are on the path and get the resources they need to get to their goals so that I can support them in any way.
And then have a cinematographer that has experience, like the one that we had.
Yeah.
Who can also help teach.
Exactly. And Vikan's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing at what he does. And
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of films and stuff like that, you, my friend.
Yeah, I've been gone a couple weeks.
I know. What the hell, dude?
Missed you guys.
Come on.
I feel like since Daylight Savings, like, someone hit fast forward on life a little bit. Like, things are, like, you know, going at that first fast forward. It's, like, two times as fast right now. And then,
I mean, it's the daylight thing. You know, like, oh, my gosh, our days are shorter.
And then a couple weeks, we're going to go to four times as fast and go it's speed up
the
rest of
the
year.
Oh, my gosh,
the
holiday season always goes by fast.
Yeah. They've gone to plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so my sons, I'm going to brag on them a little bit because I've been going from one to the next. But my older son's in the football playoffs, and they are going to the finals in the championship in their division. So next weekend, to be announced, they'll be playing Lancaster. So I'll be going out to where you guys were.
Yep, yeah. Our desert shooting Lancaster.
To watch some high school football. And so proud of him. And then my younger son, I said last time, he wrote and directed his first short film.
Woo!
We last year shot and I helped produce it for him at kind of the end of COVID, got my friends together that felt comfortable coming on set. And we filmed this short film that he wrote, really funny kids, well, he's a kid, so it's a kids comedy,
right.
And it got into a couple festivals, and
not a fart humor,
no farts.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
really, he restrained himself, you could say.
Wow. What's wrong with your kids?
I know. Maybe we can add some in later.
Add some in, just randomly.
I don't think it's needed.
No, walking
down the street.
I'll be the voice of reason, like, just.
No, I think you're right. Well, no farts.
You're not producing it,
but
I still try to help in the ways I can.
But it premiered at the Eau Claire International Film Festival in Wisconsin,
nice.
And it took home Best Narrative Short.
Really?
He won. We got home, and I got an email from them.
Dude.
They had votes from the audience, And the audience voted his best narrative short.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, so I'll send
Young
you a little
filmmaker.
Photo. Yep, yep.
Oh,
very cool.
So
got
proud.
First trophy. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, dude, we
got
to post it on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll send you
a
him and the trophies that you can see. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were proud. So, yeah, I've been busy with the boys and just helping them along.
That's
just
great. How was the trip overall, though?
Oh, good, good. It hadn't turned, like, super Wisconsin cold yet. It
that's
like,
good.
It was, like, 40s a little bit, sometimes low 50s, so you just throw a couple layers
on. It dipped down for us in Lancaster a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. No, 30s.
Yeah.
Right. It was freezing. Like, literally wear your layers. Bring
many
layers as you can because it is cold at night.
And depending on the day itself.
Oh, yeah.
The wind
in,
coming
like,
through.
Tree.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Lancaster,
I mean, it was flipping.
That football game might get cold then.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's going to be cold. Bring your puffer jackets
and
your
layers.
Yeah,
the hottest day it got for us was 56.
Yikes.
And, I mean, during the day, it wasn't bad. It was pretty nice.
Well,
the second day was pretty good. Yeah, just a couple layers in the daytime. Like, you're good because it's, like, sunny out, you know?
Yeah.
The sun brings some warmth. But,
right.
like, the minute it turns night,
yeah.
Oh.
I was just thankful
and
that I had that long coat jacket.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because my shirt was thinner than a t-shirt.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
No.
Wow.
It was bad.
I know. Even, like, sometimes when we've had to shoot nights for, like, club scenes and we're outside for a sec and, like, some of the girls are wearing, like, dresses, you know? And it's like,
I felt bad for them.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I'm like,
shooting at that bar. It's,
here's a blanket. Cover
up.
Yeah.
Or, like, the first night of shooting.
I am
so
surprised at that. So every set that I have ever worked on, if it's been outside at night, a water scene or anything of the nature, it's been like mandatory on set to have like bathrobes, towels, and hot hands.
Yeah.
And now this is two sets that I have heard about in recent time where the person's involved in somewhere something cold or they're in an environment where they have to wear an outfit that's like exposing them to elements that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's not prepared for in any realistic way to make it so it's functional for those actors.
Yeah, I mean, I try to make sure that they have jackets when we're, you know, like in between takes or whatnot.
Right.
Sure, but if they're wearing a skirt,
no,
a jacket only does.
Yeah, no,
because so
even
much.
Like I remember on the first shoot day, because you two were there, remember the first day of the passion project?
Yeah.
Like, Ivana was wearing like sweatpants in between takes
yeah.
and like
for
had
sure.
a jacket, you know, because she was wearing this like tiny dress.
Yeah.
So she had like sweatpants and jackets, like because I didn't even know it was going to be that
but
windy.
It's amazing what it would do if you just put a pair of hot hands in your shoes and you're wearing a dress or something like that. And those are the types of things that like make the difference for the actors on those.
Yeah.
Passions.
And I just discovered those things because our first AD, Cody, you know,
Caleb.
I call him Cody. Anyway,
Cody Caleb.
He had those, and I'm like, what are they? You know, and they go, oh, well, they're these. And I'm like,
the only thing that you have to be careful about those is, like, they can, depending on where you put them, like, they could actually start a fire.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, they're still, like, hot. Like, I know, like, the possibility, but, like, I still get anxiety whenever it comes to fire stuff. And
mine took forever to get warm.
Yeah, probably.
You didn't shake them.
I shook the hell out of them. It just took forever.
Oh, you know what, though? Sometimes they need to be, like, tucked in.
They need to be kept in warm.
Well, what was
spaces.
Funny was that after a while
and then
or
whatever. Like,
what was funny was after a while, after a couple of scenes, I put my hands in my pocket and I'm going, oh, there's something warm in here. What the hell? Oh, hey, they are working. Wow.
Yeah.
What do you know?
I think I think, you know, it's good to have those sweatpants and jackets in between takes, but those hot hands are another level.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they do.
They are. Casey, how was your week, sweetie?
Kind of busy. I also had a project that I was working on this past weekend running audio, and that was a lot of fun. So I got to be down in like the Hollywood area. I was on the BLT studios down in the sound stages.
Yeah.
So that was an experience getting to
be. That
beat.
Was kind of cool.
Yeah. Huge, just white area to do some really cool, like vacant space simulations that they were running for the project. It was it was pretty neat.
That's cool.
To see that place come together and like coming into a blank area like that and then watching the set design come together and create things and then looking at it through a lens and seeing just like the manipulation of a lens and
what
it does to like the decorations and how much light can change things.
Yeah.
It was really cool, really neat. And watching, I was watching a lot of the DP, which director of photography are forever, I think, the most magical people on a film set.
Oh, yeah.
And their crew. So like that extends to like lighting and gaffing and all of that because those individuals are really the ones on the sidelines that are making it happen. So they would be on set and they were ripping up gels and taping them back together in different like combinations so yeah, that they would project different design of lights mm-hmm. onto this background to create like a rock face type of look.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at it, you're like, this is never going to work. And then you put it behind, you know, behind a lens
yeah.
and you look at it through a monitor and you're like, oh my gosh,
it does work.
This yeah. is a thing. Yeah. Yeah. You see it. It comes to life and it becomes real. And like,
yeah.
it just kind of reminds you of like when you do, why you do stuff like this.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you get a project that like really incorporates the magic of movie making.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, and I've been on a lot of like just reality based projects lately. So uh-huh. there hasn't been a lot of like magic having to be yeah. brought into it mm-hmm. because the environment was
creation,
sort of natural.
True creation.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was cool. It was really neat to see something kind of sci-fi come to life, and then it actually was, you know, sci-fi, and so
nice.
There was a lot of like CGI. There were projections, so like holograms being used in mm-hmm. this.
Oh wow!
It was really neat. It was really cool to see it come to life like that, and it just kind of like reinstates like how neat movie magic can really be.
Yeah.
And this, I'm a big physical special effects person.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so the fact that this was brought together by like just crumpled up pieces of paper and,
yeah.
you know, and just plastic, you know, yeah. floral leafing and whatever uh-huh. else they were buying from Hobby Lobby and Michael's.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Stuff
yeah.
like that. Not to put a plug out there or anything. But and yeah, so that was just, it was really, really cool. And so I have a lot of like love in my heart for DPs and the work that they do. And I have a lot of like respect for people that work in the art departments and the set decorations
oh, yeah.
and stuff like
yeah.
that
yeah.
to like really bring it together cohesively.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and bring a vision to light, you mm-hmm. know, and the director gets a lot of like the accolades for those kinds of things because it's their initial vision. But the people that create
it, actually do
oh, yeah.
it yeah.
and
no,
put it out
yeah,
there. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And like, oh, that's like my favorite thing. Cause even like, when I did photography, like, I knew, like, there could be so much going on behind the camera that you have no idea how to get, like,
yeah.
one shot. And that's just photography, and that's, like, a still image, you know? And there's a whole nother level, a whole nother just, almost just university levels when it comes to filmmaking and getting,
yeah, because
like,
you're talking not,
yeah.
not just about lighting itself, but, I mean, talking about the lenses and which lens to use and everything, and then throwing
yeah.
in filters and,
oh
and
my gosh.
Anything else
I
in
think,
front of that.
Yeah.
And, so... And then not, yeah, so I mean, it was just really nice to get to kind of like feel regenerated on that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
no,
realize
that's
like this,
really...
it was really fun to be a part of that. And
yeah.
it makes me realize like, I definitely want to be a part of those projects.
Oh,
more of like
yeah.
the mid-tier on like the level of budget.
Yeah.
Because it pushes you to stay in that physical realm.
Right.
And it kind of
yeah.
made me realize like, this is the level that I want to be working in.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like when you get above this, it's all a lot more CGI and it's all computer
yeah.
and it's green screen, which is really fun and exciting and stuff like that. But it was not the same magic to see.
Yeah. No, it's like kind of old school magic, really, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. from like back in the day before this.
Okay. So then not to move on too quickly or abruptly here, but I do have a question that I want to pose to our listeners and to you guys, and I kind of
sure.
spoke about it a little bit downstairs at the table, but
okay, go ahead.
I got an invitation a couple months ago now at this point to go to my elementary school reunion, which is odd. I've never like heard of an elementary school reunion.
Me
but
either.
My school was like elementary and middle school, so we went all the way
up to eighth grade. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually graduate with them for eighth grade. I went up through seventh grade.
Okay.
And then I ended up transferring out into another schooling.
You and
but,
I have that in common then.
Yeah, bounced around a little bit. And then but so that was my first question is, how many of you would actually like realistically go to an elementary school?
I'll be honest with you. I actually went
reunion.
To mine. But it was a gathering. It was a few of us because we all went to the same Catholic school. I went from first grade to fifth grade, left there, did sixth, seventh, and eighth somewhere else, and then caught back up with some of these people back in high school. So now we are all adults and everything, and there was talk about getting together. And somebody said, well, I know so-and-so. I'm in touch with so-and-so. And we just got together at a restaurant and rented a room just for us to sit down and have some bottles of wine and alcohol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 12 of us, I think, you
yeah.
know. And that was fun because some of us, we haven't seen each other either since either high school or since we graduated. And I was hoping other people would be there, but there was other people there that I haven't seen since eighth grade. And to see them again after all that, I'm going, oh my God, they look exactly the same, but yet they're just older.
Right.
But I know that's Jason. I know that's Paul. I know that's,
yeah.
You know, I know that's Rosanna and what have you. I know that's Laura. Gosh. It was so cool to see everybody.
Yeah.
My father just went to his 50th high school reunion. And that was kind of cool to hear about. And it was also a little bit sad, too, because he was saying, like, yeah, there's, you know, like 36 confirmed people that have died who will be there at this reunion for the 50th reunion.
My mom
that's
just,
like, that's also crazy to think, oh, my God, you're the 50 my mom years just went out to of hers. High school.
Yeah. My mom just went to hers not that long ago, you know, and she thought it was going to be more of a picnic kind of a thing, and it was actually something completely different.
Okay, so here's the votes. Now, these people made my life a living hell. I did not really enjoy going to school with these individuals. I was very much that classic, like, little picked on individual in,
so was
in school and whatnot.
Same.
And so,
I see a pattern.
And so, you know, my question is this, because there's a part of me that knows how well, like, I'm currently doing. I'm healthy. I feel like healthy.
You're thriving, to be honest.
I feel like I'm, like, picking up new skills and growing and things like that. And so I feel like I'm in a really good place. And I'm, you know, some of these people I've kind of shadowed on Facebook every now and again, or something would come through my feed from them, and I'm like, woo, the life choices that these people are
doing. So it's almost like it's almost like a patting yourself on the back going to this.
I'm like, I feel like this could be a huge, like, my child, I could walk away from my childhood, you know what I'm saying?
Like, almost,
I would say, since I've already gone through it, I would say if you feel comfortable.
That's the thing.
With them, because
my self-esteem is very low. I have the self-confidence is not there.
See, for me, the people that picked on me were not at this group thing that we met at, though. So these were the people that were there were people that I generally liked during that time period, and we played basketball together and stuff. And again, some of them I went to high school with. So, but we didn't remain close, whatever, but we still knew each other and everything. So with me going in and wanting to see some of these people, I didn't mind going because I knew they weren't the ones that picked on me.
Yeah. Right. Fair enough. This, so, I already know. I've seen, like, the interactions on the Facebook event page, and I'm like, oh, that person, huh? Like, that'll be an interesting scenario to be a part of. All right, so vote yes or no. Should I go?
If you're uncomfortable with those people, no.
Vote yes or no.
I mean, I'd say no.
No, okay.
Vote. I mean, it's Jersey. You gotta. That's a lot of money, and you.
that's true too. Yeah.
I mean, so, like, I kind of say no because, like, one, they don't deserve you. Two, no, they don't. Like, they don't deserve to. You know, like. One, they don't deserve you. Two, it's a lot of, like, you have to take time off work. You have to go to Jersey. That's fucking far.
And I'd say you're out there living your life, your better life, and that's a better revenge than showing up and being
and then showing it off.
So, yeah, so maybe we'll leave that, too, to, like, a voting for our listeners this morning.
All right, so, guys, if you think that producer Casey should go, either respond to us on send us a – a DM, I guess, or even a post.
Yeah, let me know why.
On Facebook or Twitter.
@YourWeeklyDose1.
Right. That's the Twitter. And
who's on the Twitter? Is anyone logged into the Twitter here? Are you?
Yeah, from time to time.
Okay, because I'm like, I'm not logged into the Twitter. Like, who's managing the Twitter?
From time to time.
Twitter. Yeah. Elon Musk is managing the Twitter.
Oh, boy. We may be leaving it pretty
soon. We're getting
verified.
We're getting the blue check mark.
No, everybody's being brought back on, guys. Now is the time to stay.
Okay. All right. If you say so. Oh, we know this music.
Woo!
All right, of course, we know that theme very, very well, and that means it is sports time with our buddy Oz Davis. Oz, how are you?
It's going. I just wanted to say congratulations to Forrest's son. That's quite an achievement.
Thank you, Oz. Thank you very much.
Sure. And the other thing I wanted to touch upon is that, you know, at the top of the show, you guys introduced some really interesting euphemisms. Nia's whacking the mole, and she's hitting the possum. What? Can I use those? I mean, is that those aren't trademarked? Are
okay,
they?
My mother. My mother also likes
just
to
just give us credit.
My mother also likes to beat it with a dead horse
or a dead possum. Yeah.
Now I've got some friends of mine from Chicago. One of their saying is "lick the pumpkin," for whatever reason, okay. And the other one is "kiss the clown."
Okay.
So yeah, and that, they actually turned that one into a song. So.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Kiss the clown and lick the pumpkin. There you go.
Are those euphemisms, though?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. They're from the south side of Chicago. I don't know.
Okay.
They could be.
My mom also says.
They could be drug references, as far as I know.
Whenever you force my mom to do something, she always goes, "You don't have to break my arm over it." I'm like, "Mom, that's not the right phrase."
But I'll break something over it, though.
No one needs to. It's extreme, Mom.
Oz, real quick, man, let's start with the World Series. What a way to go, huh?
Okay. Well, we'll wait, I think, a few months before we congratulate the Astros, right? We don't know, you know, if there was any trash can banging, any dog whistling, any you know, video replay cheating or whatnot. So let's hold out for a couple of months here for the grand jury to investigate. But in all seriousness, I mean, if this is clean, let's assume it is. Congrats to Dusty Baker.
Exactly. That's the one that, because I know you and I were kind of texting back and forth that night, you know. And, yeah, I mean, all deserving because, you know, there's only, a handful of players that are from the cheater crowd. Everybody else is pretty much brand new. And with Dusty, you know, I mean, he's managed about five or six other teams. He's gone to the World Series before. He went up against the Angels, you know, in 2002, lost, went to Game 7, lost. That is who I'm the most happiest for. You know, Dusty.
72 years old. He's the oldest guy to ever win the World Series for the first time. For the first time. Yeah. 72 is the oldest. So, and I mean, you know, of course, everybody's saying the day after, well, this punches his ticket for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's been doing this for so long. He's been a winner with so many teams. He had a very decent career with some excellent Los Angeles Dodgers teams back in the 70s. So yeah, basically we can pretty much expect to see him in the Hall of Fame.
And well deserved.
Within the next few years. Yeah. Sometimes the good guys do win.
Yeah. All righty, buddy. What's next?
Well, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. So, of course, the question in American sports fans' minds is, are you ready for some football? Because hey, what is more American than enjoying Thanksgiving with your friends and family and whatnot and sitting down and watching Portugal versus Ghana in the World Cup? Which we have.
With some pizza.
I am ready to talk about this World Cup in any fashion you would like, guys. So what would you like to know? Would you like to know about Team USA? Would you like predictions, favorites, underdogs? What would you like?
Well, let me ask you this, though. It seems that this World Cup has seemed to be more exciting than others. Why is that?
I'm not entirely sure. There's a lot of, you know, every World Cup has its own stories. And, you know, there's anomalies and whatnot that go on. Like, for instance, one neat thing that happened this year is here's Canada. Canada made the World Cup. They'll be in the next one by dint of hosting it. But they made this World Cup, and this is the first time in 36 years. You've also got Wales, who kind of backed in. This is the first time they're in since, 1950-something, 54, I want to say. They haven't been in this thing. So nice in that respect. Also, there's five African teams this year.
Wow.
So that has never happened before. And there's kind of this, the World Cup is kind of like Major League Baseball in that, like, when it opens, there's this unfounded optimism on everybody's part that this is going to be the year. But not to bust any bubbles, but the truth is only eight countries have ever won this thing. And Uruguay hasn't won it since 1950. England hasn't won it since 1966. So basically, you know, this thing has been dominated by about six teams since 1907. But, you know, every year, the nice thing about the World Cup is you don't have to win it all to be happy with your team's results. You know, of course, this is the hope of the USA every year. And I should say for USA, the World Cup is fantastic because despite our political difference and the teams that we root for in sports or whatever, we can all come together and agree that we really kind of suck at soccer.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, in these times of strife, that's important. I'm exaggerating.
No, but there's some truth to it, though.
We really don't suck at soccer. It's just that we tend to kind of underperform is the thing. But again, the truth is, look, only once has a team that is not from Europe or South Africa been in the final four of this thing, okay? And that was in 1930. It was the USA came in third in a year when the tournament had 13 teams. To put that into perspective, there's 13 teams from Europe this year. And the only reason why Russia isn't there as well is because, you know, all these weird sanctions on them. So, you know, this was a tiny tournament in 1930. So the point is that, again, there's a very select group of teams that we think is going to win this. However, one of these years, somebody's going to sneak through, you know, a Cameroon, a USA, a Mexico. One of these teams is going to slip through and it's going to be fantastic. So we come into every tournament hoping that, thinking that. In these lesser countries, in countries that are not Brazil, Germany, Italy, France, Argentina. You know.
Right. We got about four minutes left here, Ross. U.S., how do you think they're going to do in the World Cup also? And then give us maybe the other maybe three underdogs that we should keep an eye on.
Three underdogs. Okay, great. Okay, well, for the U.S., again, the U.S. has this history of making that round of 16. Okay, so it's not unrealistic to think that. And our group is somewhat favorable. We have England, who, with Harry Kane, now England placed, I think, fourth in the last World Cup. They placed second in the Euro tournament last year, pushed back from 2020. But they're kind of slowing down lately. They haven't been scoring too much lately, so they're vulnerable. You also have Iran in the group. And, of course, these always make interesting matchups for the U.S. But Iran is weird in that, although they make the tournament almost every time, they've never advanced out of the groups. So, and then you have Wales, which was the last team to qualify, which got in by beating Ukraine like several months after Ukraine was invaded. Again, smallest team in the tournament by far, haven't been in this for 60 some odd years. So America can be looking at the second round at very least, you know, and again, after that, it's gravy. What this country really wants, I think, is a final eight. That would be really fantastic for us. This Mexico got in a couple of cups ago to the final eight, and it was just tremendous. So it would be nice for that to happen. I think that would be good. But, you know, it's kind of tough because that knockout round, boy, that gets tough. When you're down to 16 teams in the world, wow, that competition is fierce. For underdogs, there's a couple. I'll give you one because I really think that I hate to be chalk, but I really think that Brazil and France are really strong. France is bringing Mbappe. He's the best player in the world. Brazil has a second string that would beat almost any team in the tournament. I mean, these two teams are very, very good and they can meet the finals. But the story of this tournament is Denmark. Okay. Now, I don't know who is watching Euros last time, but Christian Eriksen, captain of the team, stud of the team, he has a massive heart attack on the pitch, okay, during the Euro 2020/2021 tournament. This was just last year. Nevertheless, Team Denmark, without him, made it to the final four in that tournament. Now, So people are going to be looking at these guys. Now, the first group that they're in is France, Australia, and Tunisia. Now, Australia and Tunisia are well beatable in this thing. So Denmark could very well be in that final 16. And then after that, the sky's the limit because these guys were so good without Eriksen. Now they're going to have Eriksen, presumably at full strength, presumably at full health. I assume that this guy's been at doctor's offices around the clock in the past year. Denmark would be a team to look at. All
right. Oh.
Well, hey Oz, real quick, I heard that they're not allowing beer inside the stadiums. Was that a financial or a cultural decision? What happened there?
Oh, it's cultural. It's cultural for sure. Okay. Qatar is a pretty serious Islamic country. Oh, and, you know, they have alcohol bans on sporting events there. And FIFA figured that they were just going to ram this in there because, you know, we got so many Europeans and Americans, North and South, coming over there. And, they're going to make an exception. Now, I've heard there are rumors that a Heineken stand, one Heineken stand, will be open. The stadium.
Yeah, I read there's little, I don't know what you call them, little tents around the stadium where you could get alcohol.
Yeah, kiosks. Yeah. But I mean, it would be really easy for them just to say, nope, we're not going to allow that. We're going to revoke that too.
Gotcha.
Because I mean, you know, if Budweiser can't stand up to these guys, what chance does, you know,
right.
Ahmed, who's got a little stand up here with Coors Light? I mean, no chance.
Maybe that's who should serve it. Ahmed, the dead terrorist.
Long line.
That's just the guy trying to make a dinar.
Otherwise, you know, he would have to, you know, say, take it or I kill you.
Jeff Dunham's got a flight over there.
Cool deal.
Hey, before I exit, I should say really quick. Check the feed for Orville Mulligan Sportswriter next week.
Yeah.
We have a Thanksgiving special episode. Hopefully, it will be produced by Thanksgiving. We will have a Thanksgiving-themed episode. Basically, the entire history of football, Thanksgiving on football from 1869, that's right, to 1924, in which the story takes place, with a cameo appearance by Forrest Hartle as President Abraham Lincoln.
Wow, all right, Forrest. Way to go.
All right. Thank you, Oz.
So there you go. So please have a look for that. Orville Mulligan, sports writer. Enjoy the World Cup. Enjoy the football on Thanksgiving.
Will do. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Oz.
We'll talk to you then.
Go all right, buddy. Take care. Have a good Thanksgiving.
USA.
Alrighty. I want to hit a couple of things too, and I mean, we always don't like to do this, but there's a couple of people who passed recently, you know, and I've got here, so we're good. The first one, though,
I'm still here.
Oh, Florence is kind of panicking there.
Panicking. Look at
I thought
the
I passed.
He pointed at me.
Yeah, he pointed at me, and
no. We're good. But I think is when you hear this theme song, though. I think you know who we're going to talk about.
Jaws. No?
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
Not Danny Elfman either.
No, yeah. It's Star Wars.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no, this, still wrong?
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, guys, if you haven't heard the news, we lost the greatest person to ever play Batman. Kevin Conroy, who was 66, he was the voice of Batman in Batman the Animated Series from 1992 to 95. He did the movie Mask of the Phantasm, and then 93, Batman Beyond, from 1999 to 2001. He voiced Bruce Wayne as well as the voice of Batman. He's also voiced Batman in a number of different video games as well, along with Mark Hamill. So a total of, he's the longest person who's, how am I saying this correct? He's played Batman the longest basically.
Duration, yeah.
30 years he voiced Batman. Wow. Unfortunately, he was recently diagnosed with cancer, and at 66, the damn cancer took him. Mark Hamill said that Kevin was perfection. Now, Mark Hamill voiced the Joker on the animated series and said that a statement that he was one of my favorite people on the planet. I loved him like a brother. He truly cared about other people around him and the decency shown through everything he did. Every time I saw him or spoke to him, my spirits were elevated. If you don't know what that man's voice sounds like, here is the 6'2 guy, thin as a freaking rail. basically, you know. I mean, take Forrest and stretch him to 6'2". I mean, we're talking that's a very thin guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is what he sounded like when he voiced Batman. Oh, sorry. That was my fault. Sorry about that, Casey.
You're okay.
Here we go.
Warden, something's not right. I'm going with him.
You're not safe here. No one is.
You're wrong, Raish. You've become what you've always fought against.
And I will stop you.
Gotham needs something more. Something worse to defend her. She needs a new myth. A legend more powerful than I can be right now. A legend that can only rise from the ashes of the Batman. Do you want to know something funny? Even after everything you've done, I would have saved you.
Where's Scarecrow?
Go to hell!
Where is he?
That's him.
Talk!
Yeah.
Or I'll crush every bone in your body.
I couldn't have put it better myself. I take it you're here to stop me.
What do you think?
I think you're too late. I am vengeance.
I am the knight. I am Batman.
Don't worry about me. You're needed out there.
That man is gonna be missed. And not only did he do Batman so well, I think he is also the only actor who understood Bruce Wayne and who had a completely different voice for Bruce Wayne. Mm. And you're going, wait, is that the same guy? You know, and it was.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, he's a. I'm not familiar with the video games, but I've watched a lot of those animated films that he voiced, but didn't realize. You know, you don't realize with some of these animated films
what they look like,
who it was, who they look like. Yeah, great voice. Great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say jump on YouTube and watch every video you can of him. He actually roomed with Robin Williams when he was in New York studying there, and he talks about an incident where Robin broke up with his girlfriend, kind of a thing, because he said, you know, Robin was always on, kind of a thing, you know. And, you know, great guy, Kevin Smith, you know, who's a huge comic geek himself and everything, has a beautiful tribute about him, too, and where 2 weeks before his passing, they were texting back and forth also. And now here he is, now all of a sudden he's gone, he's diagnosed. And gone, you know, and always the good ones are taken so quickly and so young. So Kevin Conroy, thank God he's did all those episodes. He's definitely going to be missed. And I mean, because I know when I read the comic books now, that's the voice I hear.
Yeah.
That is the voice. I hear Kevin Conroy's voice as Batman. That is Batman.
For me, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, unfortunately, also going to the flip side, comedian Gallagher.
Very opposite.
Very opposite. He started as a stand-up comedian best known for his routine in which he would use a sledgehammer, which he called a sledge-o-matic, to smash various food items, most often a watermelon. Has a series of popular comedy specials in the 80s, continuing to perform stand-up throughout the decades, though. He had a farewell tour in 2019 named The Last Smash. He passed away 10 years older than Kevin Conroy at the age of 76.
Wow. And I don't know remember if this was a hoax or not, but for a while there, he had a brother who was touring under the, he looked like him and was touring under
His and
name.
He was really pissed about the whole thing.
And they had
thing.
A dispute. That's
like
terrible. Yeah.
There was a big family riff about it and everything, because he looked just like Gallagher. You know, they were brothers, so they looked almost exactly alike.
Yeah.
He put the hair the same way, the mustache, wore the same outfits.
And would tour with his act.
If my sister did that, oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, valid. I would have been like, oh, what?
I think your sister did a couple shows here when you were gone, just as you. Just.
I would have known.
It's the ones where you're gone.
No. How did they? They don't even drive. How'd they come here from Sacramento?
I know.
No worries. But here's a little bit of Gallagher in the brilliance of him. This is actually my favorite bit because he talks about the English language.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. English language is awful.
But these schools is confusing. They like our language because it's confusing. Makes you hunch over the desk and memorize instead of running outside and playing. That's freeing, liberated, uncontrolled, looks dangerous. They want you hunching over your desk, memorizing O-N-E is one. Even though it sounds like it ought to have a wah wah at the front. Where's the wah wah in one? There's an E you don't need, but there ain't no wah wah. Then you look at two, there's a wah wah you don't need. Could that be the wah wah from one that slipped down into two? I don't know. It's hard to tell. Let's look at this. What's this, gang?
Bomb. B-O-M-B.
B-O-M-B, bomb. T-O-M-B. Tom? No, that'd be too easy. You'd learn that and run outside and play. That's tomb. If that's tomb, is that boom? No, that's bomb. That's tomb. That's comb. This is why spelling bees are only won by introverted little ugly girls.
Wouldn't get away with that today.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, try to use your brain. Figure this out. C-O-M-B, comb. P-O-M-B, poem? No, that'd be too easy. Poem is P-O-E-M. Okay, P-O-E-M, poem. Use your brain now. H-O-E-M, home? Sit back down. Home is H-O-M-E. All right, H-O-M-E, home. S-O-M-E, some. No, that's some. S-O-M-E, some. N-O-M-E, numb? No, numb is N-U-M. Can you believe it? B.
Dumb. This is the last one. And there you go. That's a little bit of Gallagher there.
One of those prop comics that they would popular in the 80s valid. With the props.
But like, he has a point.
He does. He absolutely does. You know, I think he was a little bit ahead of his time. You know, to me, he was kind of like another version of, I had his name right now and I lost it. Damn it.
Not Carrot Top.
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No. Well, a combination of Carrot Top, but Carlin, George Carlin.
Oh, George Carlin.
You know, because George Carlin was very, very smart.
Mm, very intellectual.
In the way he did, and he did some of that, too.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit, so.
Yeah, he kind of got just known for smashing watermelons, but he had other parts of his act.
Yeah, well. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And that was, like, one of them that he would do, so. Now, this one surprised me, and, of course, we lost this person, I guess, a few weeks back. I didn't even realize it, though. Mm. But when you hear this song... You know exactly who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's either Weird Al
what this is all about.
Or the guy who wrote the original.
Correct.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my
mind Michelle Pfeiffer posted
gone,
a nice review here.
Didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk.
Well, the person we are talking about, of course, is Coolio. His debut album, It Takes a Thief, was released in 1994. The song Fantastic Voyage reached number 3 on Billboard charts. This song, Gangsta Paradise, a single from the next album of the same name, reached number 1 and won a Grammy in 1996 for Best Solo Rap Performance. That same year, he won an American Music Award for Favorite Rap Hip Hop Artist and was nominated for 6 Grammys in his career. He appeared in such TV shows as Coolio Rules, Martin, and he also wrote the theme music for the show Kenan and Kel.
How can there be a solo rap artist award with he's got someone featured on this song?
I don't know. That's why I don't vote that much anymore in the Grammys. So
is Michelle Pfeiffer anyway. Your favorite Catwoman? Since she's featured here in this video.
She did a good job, I think, overall. Yeah. You know,
one of the more popular ones.
Yeah. But here's a scary thing. Coolio was 59.
Oh.
That's scary. And he died of a heart attack.
Oh, boy.
So.
Well,
what?
Well, we're not taking any kind of life factors into account here.
I'm not.
I mean, I
feel
like
a famous rapper.
I feel like there's a lot of artists and musicians nowadays who are dying in like their 60s.
Which is really scary to think about.
Die young.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know a lot about these people, but like, you know, there's a certain, I mean, even like some of my, you know, professors and stuff, when they know I'm getting into the industry, they're like, be careful, like who you're alone with, be careful. Like there's, you know, there's like a side of the industry that we don't really, that isn't really publicized a lot. That's dark. And so you don't know what these people are. You know, are they taking stuff? Are they, you know,
or
you don't
what,
know.
What I mean, they've gone through, I mean, and how much has destroyed
that,
their body?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Even look at his life habits that he had publicly. I mean, even in this music video, he's smoking a blunt the size of a cigarette, or the size of a cigar.
Cigar.
It can't possibly be good for like your respiratory and your lungs and your heart.
Right.
I'm sure that weighs a toll on it.
But either way, I mean, it's a loss because he definitely was an artist. And
For sure.
So.
And it's unfortunate when people die this
Year. Yeah, especially that year.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's
Alrighty. Well, I know, of course, we all know that Thanksgiving is coming up around the dinner table and everything. And it's also sometimes uncomfortable to get together with family members and stuff like that. So I'm just going to throw a couple of these out.
Safety of silence.
I'm just going to throw a couple of questions out here for you guys. And here's a couple, and I'll try and throw more up on our Facebook page. But here are some questions that you can have conversations with without getting possibly into an argument about or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
And yeah,
we
exactly.
We all need those.
Excuse me. So here's one here, the kind of thing that if you were an animal, what would you be? And we'll go around the room real quick.
A giraffe.
A giraffe?
Oh, probably a dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
Really?
You'd be a good
like
golden
to lick things,
retriever.
Huh?
I'd be a dog. Like one of the indoor dogs.
Indoor dog.
Yeah.
No, I feel like Forrest would be a good, like, happy-going retriever. He's happy with whoever takes him home.
That's
like,
the
he's
life,
just,
man.
He's chill.
Not anyone that takes me home. But,
yeah,
inside
you
the
would.
House and
I mean,
live a good life.
Sean took him home, and yeah. He's happy in the corner. He's
wow.
Got his, he's got his water.
Wow. Dude.
Well, I don't want to be out in the wild like a giraffe. It's a lion just, you know.
Bite you in the ass.
Blindsides me. That's it.
Casey, how about you?
I know, cheetah.
A cheetah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a fast
goners.
One.
Yeah.
You're
what? No. Casey would be, she'd kill me. I don't think she'd be a goner.
She'd kill me. Now it's a contest.
All right. Here's another question.
Oh, yeah, because I'm
yourself?
The giraffe.
No, not yourself?
A dolphin.
Dolphin?
Dolphin. I pick a dolphin, yeah. Okay, here's another one here for you guys. Let's see. Oh, I had it and I lost it there. Okay, we did that one there. Shoot, where did it go? Whoa. Oh, here it is. Okay. Who would your Clue character be? So in other words, if you were to pick a character from the game Clue, who would you want to be?
I don't even remember the last time I played that game.
Colonel Mustard.
Oh, okay. She had one ready in her pocket.
Military.
What are the options?
Well, the characters.
Professor
no, I know.
Plum?
Yeah.
Professor
Plum.
Professor
Scarlet.
Plum. Professor Plum. Yeah.
Scarlet.
I go with Colonel Mustard also.
Someone pick one for me. I don't remember the last time I played this game, and
Sarah
I don't
Plum?
Remember the characters.
Plum?
Sure.
Was Plum one of them?
Mm-hmm. Professor Plum.
And oh, no, Maple.
Let's just pretend like that works
no Maple?
For me.
No.
Miss right. Maple?
No.
No?
No.
No, they're all colors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Mustard is a color.
Marvelous Miss Maisel?
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
that's a Clue character, right?
Which person here do you wish you knew better?
No.
I feel like we all know each other kind of too well.
Well, no, that's just not a great question to ask around the family. I'd be like, I'd like to know you guys less.
Yeah. No, valid.
Yeah, that's too touchy-feely for my family.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? Which person at this table would make the best news anchor?
Oh.
All right.
I feel like...
It's interesting because my family likes to play games like chauvinist pigs at family gatherings.
What is that?
It's a Jersey thing. Don't worry
about
it.
It's like an older game where you like talk about topics and you have to like present your case to like.
Oh, so like speech and debate.
Kind of, yeah.
But to, like, very chauvinistic, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
You take hot takes, like very.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like that a game to start arguments.
Yeah, that sounds problematic.
Well, that's what I'm trying to
It's in the name.
Yeah. I'm trying to give you guys things here not to have, you know. But.
And then we keep on giving you examples.
You know what? Fuck it. Okay, that's fine. This is
all right, go on.
So, go
right.
on, because we obviously need more of this, to be honest.
Yeah. Last one is here. Let's see what. Okay, if you could be famous for something, what would it be?
I mean, I think we're already.
I don't need to ask my parents that. They would be like, they know what I'm doing, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else?
Uh-huh. You're going to be the most famous production sound mixer.
That's right.
And I'm going to make sure of it.
That's right.
Working in set.
Launching surround
with the,
sounds.
Yeah, working with floral designs and special effects.
IMAX theaters. Just
yes. When I move up, you're moving up with me.
Yay! Coattails!
I want to outdo all of you. I want to be famous for curing cancer.
Ugh.
You're not in medical.
That's the whole point. I want to be famous for it, though.
That's an anything goes question, right? Yeah.
Why exactly. What would I want to be famous for? Curing cancer.
He's the type of person how he would accidentally find the cure.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Right.
He would like happen upon it, and he'd be like, wait, if this does this, and like talk to a doctor about it, and the doctor would be like, wait, actually, I'm going to go.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we're going to now switch gears here. We're going to go to Outback. And we're going to try and do some pumpkin bowling here and see how well
some
we do for
bowling.
Thanksgiving.
We see how well.
Let's go.
So, yeah, so we're going to get, Casey's going to get some music going. We're going to try and get connected.
Pump in the pumpkin.
Wow.
On all of this.
Oh, that's
smashing pumpkins.
Yeah, that's smashing pumpkins.
No, but I was trying to do the P and right. the P.
Oh, that sounds good already. I like
no.
that.
No. I was trying to do two P words.
Okay, so we'll be back
That's
here.
That's why
Casey's
I said pump
in, music.
Pump in the pumpkins.
Pump in the pumpkins.
Woo, 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 woo.
Work on that.
I know. I tried.
That good.
Wee, wee, wee. Just Mia's noises. Wee, wee, wee. Huh? No, I am.
Yes, you are.
I'm coming. I know. I need Casey. May I have the phone?
Yes.
Facebook Live. I'm sorry. I'm just looking over here for it.
What do you mean?
Just
this one?
Holding the microphone.
Oh, no.
So
only connect.
Just standing there.
Call you.
Because we're like, what are we doing? Are we there, gentlemen?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alrighty. Okay, so. Happy Thanksgiving. So here we are. Okay, let's bring the music down a bit, Casey.
You got it. You guys are set up.
Oh, bitch. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're sitting here in right behind my garage, and we've got these water bottles. Set up as pins.
Correct.
Okay.
10 of them.
10 of them there. And we're going to take 2 shots each. Okay.
Okay.
See how well we do.
Okay.
How many we can knock down.
Yes.
Can we get a spare?
Strike or strike?
Yeah, pretty much. All right.
You want to go first?
You want me to go first?
It's up to you. It's your home. Your home.
That's Rochambeau.
I'm visitor. Okay, Rochambeau.
Right.
One, two, three.
Damn it. Okay.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was a middle finger you just stuck at me. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. Wait, why am I going again? You stuck out a middle finger. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Ah.
Paper covers. You have the choice.
All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So we're on Facebook. We're on Facebook? What are we on? Facebook? Okay, good.
Are we on Facebook? Right. Oh, okay.
What are we on?
Are you kidding me right now?
All right.
All right. So, well, we want people to go to Facebook if they can see us do it right now. So, all right, here we go. So, I got your first roll.
Oh, I can hear
that's
it.
Good.
Ah.
How'd we do?
I got three down.
Okay. Three down.
I got
so
three
what's
down.
There's seven still
and
up?
You got a little bit of a split going where you're going to have to hit.
Oh, no, four down. So let's take those four
what?
Out.
What do you mean four down? Would one just lob over?
Yeah.
Well, he stuck his middle finger out in Rochambeau, too. So
it scared this
him. Is... All right, here we go. All right,
you have to hit
four.
This from the right side, probably.
Guys, yeah. It's wonderful. I can hear the pumpkin rolling.
Can you really?
It's like, yeah.
Awesome. All right, here we go.
Oh, that took a hard left.
Dude.
That was rough.
Dude. All right. So I got four. All right. So you're the fourth.
Okay. So we picked up a four on that one. So Sean's got
okay.
a four.
I got four.
Okay.
We're doing all 10
who's
frames,
up, who's
right?
Who's up next?
So Forrest is up next.
Okay, Forrest. Are we are we resetting the lane?
The lane has been reset.
Okay. Then after that, it's Nia's turn.
All right. All 10. All right.
The arm has come up, so it's safe to bowl now.
We are racked and loaded. Let's go.
All right. And here we go.
Oh, shit. Dude.
I got a split. I got seven, I think.
Yeah.
Seven. Okay. So we got three left. How many we got on the left side?
So basically, you just kicked my ass.
Well, I got a couple more.
Yeah, you did.
But I don't think I could pick up this...
You can't pick up the spare. That's not the. That's
the
not the attitude. You know what?
If you get these two here, you'll pick it up.
And I could kick it right. One of them right.
Yeah,
you'll
that's
get
right.
Nine. You'll all get
right.
Nine.
All right. Let's try it.
And you get
I'll
one.
Get that one. I just rocketed that one down the
he
street.
One.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So
thank
Forrest
you.
Has an eight. So Sean had
Forrest
three.
No, I had four.
Oh, Sean has four. Okay, and the Forrest has eight. So he doubled Sean.
Yeah, so
all right,
you just kicked my ass. Now it's up to Nia to see how well she does.
Nia, let's go,
mean,
Nia.
Eight's a pretty good number. That's up there.
That's a great number.
Nia,
really damn good
I'll
we're resetting
you.
The pins right now.
We're resetting. All right.
We're resetting the pins.
How's my hair?
How's my hair? It's curly and poofy.
Okay.
Oh,
you
I hear some of the wind coming in. Are those Santa Ana winds?
Yeah, it is. Okay, here goes Nia's first roll.
Okay, Nia's up.
Here she goes. She's going to do a granny shot, it looks like.
Okay.
The youngest person in the group, and she's doing a granny shot.
That's how we're changing up the technique. Let's go.
Okay, Nia just got a gutter ball.
All
it
right.
was beautiful.
She,
it was a beautiful
she
roll.
She missed all 10 of the water bottles. All right, here we go. Second roll.
There you go.
It sounded right, like she just threw the pumpkin at the water bottle.
She got three.
She got a three. Okay, so we are four,
so
eight,
it.
And three.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. So Forrest kicked her ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Message to the audience, I am an actor and not a sports person for a reason.
But you can play one.
Thank you,
yeah, well,
you can play
one,
a pumpkin bowler.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? I might need a stand-in to do that.
We have to stand in.
Are we re-racking for another round? What's happening now, gentlemen?
Hold on. Do we have time for another round?
We're at 11:15.
Okay, safe.
Okay, you know what? Let's do one roll.
One more?
One roll. One roll each.
It's your second chance.
All right, Nia, since you've got the pumpkin, since you've got the pumpkin, Nia, why don't you go ahead and go first?
We'll reverse order.
Yeah.
No. Forrest has to go last. Yeah, Sean and Nia have to go to see if they can get a combined score better than Sean's one roll.
Thank you. Wait. Why so close? What are you doing?
Or better than Forrest's one roll.
It's not like we got bumpers here or something.
Is she faulting?
Oh, she
all
is
right,
not.
She, got four.
She just crushed it.
She got four.
She crushed it. Forrest, hey, you're so optimistic and encouraging.
You have to, okay. You have to encourage people.
All right, so let's reset.
We're different people,
let's
Forrest.
Reset.
I have to balance you out.
So if you guys don't know what to do with your decorations at your mom's house, this is what you want to do.
And
get
you know,
a pumpkin, get some water bottles, or maybe like even the 2 liter bottles, you know,
yeah.
Fill it with water, go out into the front or at the back or whatever, the garage, the driveway, whatever, and bowl.
And it really gets out the anger from family gatherings, you know, if you need that outlet.
It's a thing to do. It's yes. a great outlet.
I mean, bowling is fabulous right. in any form.
The stupider, the...
Oh, yeah, exactly. Here we go.
And you're all full on food. Get a little exercise.
It's a better coping. Yeah. No. That's
the only thing is you can't put up the bumpers, though. That's
you know, my brother one
no.
time broke our television on Thanksgiving.
You broke a television?
On Thanksgiving, playing Wii Sports.
Oh.
Yeah, we were victim to the remotes.
Okay, here we go. My roll.
All right, Sean's up.
Good, looking good.
Oh, what did I get? Five this time. I got five this time.
Okay. All right. So Nia had four the last time?
Yeah.
And then five. Okay. So Sean's got five.
So four is last roll.
So now we're racking it back up.
Yeah. Rack up the last roll.
Getting it ready for Forrest. Forrest is our reigning champion currently.
He's kicking our ass.
Well, now you know how what I do in my spare time.
He would really
go bowling.
He would really have to whiff this frame to really lose.
I throw.
Make sure you try to stop the pumpkin too, because it's going to end up like by the tree.
I'm going to rocket this one. I like throwing vegetables at recyclables here. No!
Yeah!
Sunked it.
I like throwing vegetables at recyclables.
Yes.
I got three.
He only got three.
You know, I did a three and then I did a four, so.
Solid, solid.
All right, so that makes Forrest 11. No, Sean, you got, what, 9? And then
something
Nia's
like
at 7.
So that's it.
So Forrest is still our champion.
Wow.
Because it's that 8 you got earlier.
Well, we can start a league, you know.
Okay, why not?
Like, you know, Wednesday nights or something.
And... All right, are you guys making your way back in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to head back up.
All right.
That's a wrap on pumpkin.
All right, so play a little bit of music.
Can you shut off the lights, guys?
Well, we sat down for dinner Thanksgiving Day. We bowed our heads and began to pray. So thankful for the food that we were about to eat. But we wouldn't have been so thankful if we'd known that for the... next 4 weeks we'd be eating cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Well, Mama shopped around and found a 40-pound one. She cooked it night and day until it was done. Then she got her knife and she started to slice. And it tasted good at first, but now I've lost my appetite for that cold turkey. Cold turkey,
nice.
For breakfast,
I like it.
And lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey,
see,
no
here's the thing I love about Casey is that I'll ask Casey, I need something for this. I need a song. We need a song for this. And she will find the most unusual things that is relatable. And I freaking love it. Oh my God.
Good DJ.
All right. Well, of course, again, guys, it's Thanksgiving. You know, it's time to reflect on certain things. But we're going to give you right now some Thanksgiving tweets and to see what other people have to say about Thanksgiving itself. So, oh, my God, that face. Look at that face of that baby. Gee, many crickets.
Baby.
Good Lord. Good Lord. All right, let's go ahead and play that tweets theme there, please.
Tweets.
All right, just around Robin here, kind of going down. Nia, why don't you go ahead and start it off?
All righty. I love Thanksgiving. Can't wait to slave for hours over a meal my kids rudely reject in front of my relatives
who are judging my parenting skills. Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eat the damn vegetables. I carry a stone around to throw at anyone I hear singing Christmas songs before Thanksgiving. I call it my Jingle Bell Rock.
I like that one an awful lot. That's pretty good. See here. My Thanksgiving Day is the day after when I eat cold turkey sandwich in the middle of the night over the kitchen sink in my underwear. Mm.
Cold turkey.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah. Well, just totally went with your song.
Replay the song.
Me.
No, I don't.
You?
I do this.
You're like, no. I don't do the script reading thing.
So then that would be Nia.
Hi. Everyone's all the turkey makes you sleepy. Like it's not all the alcohol you drank to tolerate your family.
Oh snap.
Yeah. Like snap. That one. I like this one. I'm glad I get to say it. My mother asked what I was going to make this year for Thanksgiving. I said, a scene.
And scene.
And
I love that for all us like actor kids too, yeah, that like constantly make jokes about how dramatic we are.
Oh, this is very important though, guys. Call your parents now and ask them what the Wi-Fi password is, so they have time to find the little paper it's written on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Did you text me first?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Mm. So we are
we
on
are,
the air?
We are live.
We're on okay, the air. Thanks. We're live right now? Yeah. Now? Yeah. Hello.
Seven more minutes.
Okay.
Hello, testing. 1, 2. Hello, testing.
Seven.
Okay.
We are on the air.
All right.
Okay. If I never wake up from this food coma, please tell my family I died doing what I love.
Oh, good.
Mm, eating, yes.
Valid.
I don't start my holiday shopping until after Thanksgiving when I find out which family members I'm still on good terms with.
That's true. Yeah, that's really good.
Don't waste the money.
Oof. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do the same thing I do every Thanksgiving. Talk to no one, get drunk while dancing with a family dog.
Right.
I mean, sometimes the dog's the only one who listens to you, right?
That's true. And they can cut a rug.
Poop on a rug, too.
Caca mouth.
Why are you pointing at me? I'm again?
Your caca mouth, too?
No.
It's called a round robin. That's what it is.
I know. I keep on.
I was saying, Nina's kind of from that generation.
Huh? The worst part about driving to visit your family for Thanksgiving is not being... What?
Able.
Wow. I know it's a tough one.
No. It says a bow. It's spelled wrong.
Oh. There's a typo.
Yeah. No, that's why I was questioning it. It's spelled A-B-O-E. It's not able. He told me what the word was because he guessed, but I was like, I did not read the rest
deduced.
Of the sentence.
I deduced.
Yeah. And so I was like, a bow? So it is not my mispronunciation this time.
Not an oboe either.
Being a beau to already be drunk when you walk in the door.
Well, it sounded like a drunk text.
Smooth.
I think it fits the vibe.
Hey, if you can't spot the drunk uncle at Thanksgiving, you are the drunk uncle at Thanksgiving.
You know,
that explains a lot to me right now.
This is the Thanksgiving where I can technically drink.
Excuse me.
The first Thanksgiving where I can legally drink.
Nice.
Wow. All right. Let's see. Look at the people in the room with you. Tomorrow, one of them will die in Target.
Oh, my gosh.
In a Target.
Wow.
Black Friday.
That's yeah. Dark. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's you know Black Friday. They're, you know, someone's going to probably clock them out or something.
Trampled.
I was yeah. Going with, like, so, you know, family members.
Like a bullseye Target?
Who knows, man?
Okay.
Holidays are tough.
Yeah.
Every Thanksgiving, I say my boyfriend broke up with me, so my family lets me overeat without shame.
Hey, there you go. That's good.
Thanksgiving is a sweet day where my kids scream for hours while I cook, and then my 4-year-old announces at the table that Grandma Edna smells funny.
Well, they do. And stop bringing that carrot raisin salad over. What the heck is that?
Carrot raisin salad.
And how does it get the juice in there, too?
Oh.
You know, I mean, because the carrots are dry. The raisins are dry.
Yeah.
But when you put them together, somehow... water gets in there.
There's always one really gross side dish.
God, I don't know what it is.
Table. Yeah.
All right. Oh, speaking of that, here we go. Right now, there's an aunt buying all the ingredients for that thing that she brings every Thanksgiving that everyone in the family hates.
Yeah. I put walnuts in the cookies this year. You're like, I don't want walnuts in my cookies.
I love walnuts.
Macadamia nuts.
Macadamia nuts are good. My fave. What was that motion?
She's very anti-walnuts.
Yeah. I see. A passionate topic. My
A bow.
A bow. My favorite Thanksgiving tradition is finding mysterious crumbs on me for the next 7 to 10 work days. Ew. Do you not shower? I'm confused.
Well, you said you do it. Why,
no,
why
this was
you?
Not my tweet.
No, you just said my.
These are not my tweets.
I'm reading what is on the script.
Drum roll, last tweet. Stay in shape this Thanksgiving by running away.
Give me a second.
And final tweet.
It's like 10 seconds, so it's really long.
So funny.
Stay in shape this Thanksgiving by running away every time you see someone you went to high school with.
Oh my God.
Or elementary,
or
school.
Elementary school.
Or elementary school. There you go. And those are the tweets, everybody.
Guys, go into the hometown. I run into people I know. I could be outside in public for 2 hours, now run into 10 people I know. It is. Oh, I'm telling you.
A bow.
Missed.
It's a bow.
It's a bow.
It's a bow.
That's just going to be my new word.
All right. Should we play the game?
Yes.
Let's play.
Hey.
And now, the game show that made Taylor Swift so famous that she crashed Ticketmaster. Ooh. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
Of course. Yeah. That I saw on the stories, like, everyone buying tickets. I'm like,
that would make sense.
They said that they had over, like, 8 million people flood the...
Oh, yeah.
The platform with some bots and stuff.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. And, of course, we got intern Christopher out there. What we got going on?
Oh, wow.
Well, we got some Thanksgiving questions.
Oh, boy.
It's because, you know, Thanksgiving theme, pumpkin bowling. You know, it's all here. So let's start with question number one. Thank you. Good timing. According to Americans, what's the best part of Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Forest.
Forest.
The food.
No, not directly. No. It does have something to do with the food, though.
Oh, okay.
Ha.
Huh. Did you honk a horn right
now? I was just like, ha. Huh?
Oh, okay.
Like H-U.
That or a goose was flying by. One of the two.
Casey?
The sleeping?
No.
Sean? Watching football?
No. I did say that it had to do with the food.
Yeah, you did. I just.
Well, you got snacks when you watch a football game, so.
True.
Yeah.
Nia?
Nia. The dessert?
No.
What is it?
The leftovers.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Comes back again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, question number two. How many calls does the Butterball Turkey talk line get each year?
Oh, God. Oh, man, we forgot to play that this year. Damn. Okay.
It is by the thousands.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say probably at least 70,000 calls.
No.
Higher or lower?
A bit higher.
Oh, okay. Wow.
A bit higher.
I can't believe it.
Double
Casey.
It. Double
Casey.
It.
150,000.
No. But you did go above it, so now lower.
Okay. So we are between 70,000, right?
Yeah, and 150.
Forest.
Forest.
86,000.
No. Yeah.
96,000.
No. Nia's the closest, though.
Ooh, oh. Sean.
Sean.
102,000.
No, Sean's the closest, though. A little bit lower.
Hundreds or nine. Okay, so 90s? 90,000s range? Can I go again?
Yeah.
You can say your name?
Oh, sure. Nia.
Nia! Ran out of time.
Ran out of time. Wow, too bad, Nia.
Flat 100,000.
A flat 100,000? Wow.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say if, like 98.
Real quick, if you guys get a chance... Jump on YouTube and look up Butterball West Wing. It's where the president calls in to the Butterball hotline.
Okay.
It is the funniest thing you will ever see. It's really good and very well written, too.
All right, third question. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Forrest. Sonic.
That is correct.
Whoa. Wow. Good job.
That was a fast one, too.
I was surprised with that. Yeah. You were like guessing casually. Yeah. You're like, oh.
All right. Question number four. Who was the first president to pardon a turkey?
Oh.
Sean.
Hardy. No.
Damn.
Casey.
Bush?
No.
I'm
trying to think of presidents. Wow.
Okay, I'll I'm take
like,
it.
I'm trying to think of presidents within certain timelines, and I'm like,
Forrest.
Roosevelt.
No.
Okay. That was
like,
a good
what
guess, though.
What timeline are we doing, though?
It doesn't matter. It's the president.
I know.
Every 4 years.
American.
No, no, no. I'm
American.
Trying to think of what timeline, which president, which timeline.
That's what we're trying to find out. Which president?
I think we're in this timeline.
If I have a timeline, I might know a president.
4 seconds. 3 seconds.
Come on, don't get stressed.
Clinton. I don't know.
Just say something.
That was the president. Clinton. She said Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It was JFK, Kennedy.
Okay.
Really? JFK started it.
Nice.
Well, actually, it said that like H.W. Bush started it, but Kennedy was the first one to pardon.
Got it.
No.
I see.
So weird stuff like
I
that.
I didn't even get partial credit.
I'll give you partial credit.
I was trying to figure out which timeline. I'm like, before or after this one? So that
it's then, always Bush.
Well, our timeline's on question number 5, so.
Oh.
So just forget about it.
Okay.
A Thanksgiving turkey mix-up inspired what popular meal trend?
How is this?
Oh, Forrest.
Forrest.
Oh. Turducken.
No.
Oh. I was going to go that route, too. Yeah.
That's not a bad route.
It seems like
Casey.
A good accident.
Casey?
Ham?
No.
Say it again? Mix-up?
Yeah,
which
mix-up inspired
have to
what
do with
popular
Thanksgiving
meal
first.
Trend?
Popular meal trend.
Oh,
he's remembering something.
Yes. Damn, hold on.
I'm holding.
I have a guess.
Sean? Like hot dinner in the microwave dinner tray thing.
I'll give it to you. Frozen TV dinners.
Frozen TV dinners.
Oh,
there you
like
go.
A Swanson.
Yeah, because they ordered like a lot of turkeys, and so they froze them and put like a bun, like a mini Thanksgiving meal, and like a lot of people bought them.
They overall.
And then that started entire.
We used to eat those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hungry man.
That's what started it. Yeah, it was that they bought too much or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Question number 6.
But turducken was actually a pretty good guess.
What
though.
Percentage of Americans skip turkey on Thanksgiving? Like they don't have it in their meal.
Nia says half.
Half, so 50%?
Huh? I said me.
Which would be 25%.
Okay.
Of here.
Fair.
25%.
No.
Okay.
Lower.
Lower.
Sean.
Lower.
Sean.
15%.
No, a tiny bit lower.
Casey. 12.
That is correct.
That was my next guess.
Okay, question number 7.
I'm part of the 12%.
Okay.
Elitist.
Which state consumes the most amount of turkey every Thanksgiving?
Ooh, which state?
Alabama.
Narrow.
Which state? Forrest.
Forrest.
Indiana.
No.
Can I go again?
Sean.
Sean. Hold
California.
On. That is correct.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, wow. That's
my
us.
My next guess was Florida.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess.
That's the East Coast, California.
Okay. All right, question
Pretty
number
much.
8. Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade profession?
Casey? Retail?
No. Not a bad guess.
Which, but it's a trade. Sean.
Sean.
Plumbing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fix all the toilets.
Fix all the toilets the day after.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Question number 9. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how much does the heaviest turkey on record weigh?
Ooh.
Forrest. 75 pounds.
That's surprisingly close.
Ooh.
Wow.
A bit higher. A bit Sean. Higher, but it's not above 100.
Sean?
I'm
going to say maybe 82 pounds.
No, but you are closer. You are closer now.
Okay. I was thinking that exact
86.
Number.
That is correct.
Wow, Casey.
Woo! All right, last question. Question number 10. This should be an easy one. What meat is the most popular alternative?
Casey?
Ham.
That
is correct.
Not tofurkey? Yeah.
Not tofurkey.
No,
they don't like the tofurkey.
Or the duck thing. It's not the duck thing.
What would you eat?
Honestly, not much.
Not much.
I'm a picky eater. I'm going to be honest.
That was 10, right?
It's true. I had lunch with her. She's very picky.
Yeah.
All right. On the set?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought that's what you were referring
that's
to.
That's what I was. Yeah, exactly.
But I was like, oh, yeah.
All righty, guys. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, find us at Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram, find us at Your Weekly Dose 1. Wherever you're going to go.
I know. I'm still out of Facebook jail.
Woo!
Nice.
Yeah, you can find me there, Casey Ann Summers.
Heck yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Nia.
Welcome to the show.
My Instagram is Nia Kitlin Ketstever and Ketstever Studios.
And I'm Forrest Hartle, Hartle Theater on Instagram. Well, hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, if you guys if you want to follow me on any social media, it's, I mean, easy for everybody. It doesn't matter if it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It's simply Sean R. Unplugged. Guys, don't forget also, you can listen to us on our Delmarva Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings. And, of course, on our other affiliate on Lime City Radio at noon Wednesday through Friday and live here every Saturday at 1 p.m. Once again, guys, if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to tell your friends about us because we can't grow this podcast without you. So help us spread the word about the show. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell them because, damn it, we dare you. And go out, guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next week. Take care.
Anybody else getting serious Weezer vibes from this
song? Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, yeah.
Weezer, really?
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
It doesn't sound like a traditional Bon Jovi song to me.
Or Weedus. You know the band Weedus?
No.
I'll play it.
All right.
Have a good day.
Take care, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Forrest, are we on air? Yes, Forrest.
Oh, that was exactly how we ended the show just then, by the way.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.